From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Newsflash, humans smell like dogs. Not you, I'm sure you smell lovely, but like bloodhounds, humans can track smell. That's how your nose led you to that fuzzy thing at the bottom of the snack drawer in your fridge. Now scientists from the University of California at Berkeley have figured out how we do it. They outfitted 16 volunteers with masks with air tubes that could pipe odors directly into the right or the left nostril, then sat them in a functional MRI machine so their brain activity could be monitored in real time. Noam Sobel and his colleagues found each nostril has its own unique section of the brain's smell center, the primary olfactory cortex that became active when an odor was detected. Another brain region, called the superior temporal gyrus, also lit up. It helps the brain localize sounds and visual objects. Sobel thinks these two areas work together to identify where a smell is coming from. Our brains compare data about the intensity of a scent or the time it arrives at each nostril. That's similar to how the brain uses two ears to localize sounds. In short, we smell like we hear. As for that fuzzy thing from your fridge, only taste will reveal whether it's, as they say, old cheese or new meat.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.com.